We worship with our planet home. From Psalm 96, verse 11, we read, "Let the heavens be glad, and let earth rejoice." Welcome to you all, wherever you are this Sunday morning. Welcome to our service. We worship this Sunday with planet Earth. We join the psalmists and rejoice with the earth. We sing with the earth, our planet home, spinning through space. We celebrate Earth as a sacred place, a sanctuary filled with God's mystery presence. Earth is filled with the mystery of God's presence. Jesus, we come into your presence today to worship in this sanctuary of our earth, of called Earth. Our call to worship. Planet Earth spinning silently through space. Planet Earth, gleaming green and blue. Planet Earth, pulsing with life. Our acknowledgement of country this morning is in the form of a song written to share the message of respect for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, their spirituality and their culture, and the importance of acknowledgement of country. The song was written collaboratively with members of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Our acknowledgement of country comes from the heart, and we sing with one voice. We acknowledge true custodians who walked and cared for this land, pay respects to elders past and present, millions of footprints in sand. Their descendants are our future. We seek your wisdom and grace. Please teach us how to care for country, respect this sacred place. We are gathered, joined in spirit. Our acknowledgement of country comes from the heart, and we sing with one voice. We are listening to your stories to understand the past. Our eyes are finally open, and we seek the truth at last. We are dreaming nation's history to heal the sunburnt land. We are gathered, joined in spirit. Our acknowledgement of country comes from the heart, and we sing with one
NASA has sent a spacecraft far beyond Pluto that recently took pictures of a reddish rock that astronomers called Ultima Thule, which means beyond the known world. This hunk of rock and ice stretches about 20 miles across and is about 6.5 billion kilometres from the Earth. Ultima Thule is significant, according to NASA, because it offers us insights about what the solar system was like at its first forming It could help scientists understand how the building blocks of planets were made 4 billion years ago. On January the 1st, the New Horizons spacecraft sent back pictures, images from the like of which we have never seen before. What is even more exciting is that this spacecraft has enough power to continue exploring the unknown universe for another 11 years. So it will continue travelling further out into space and take even more out of this world pictures that we have never seen before. As Psalm 19 rejoices, "The heavens declare the glory of God. How amazing is our God to have created so many vast planets and stars." We read from Psalm 8. "O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honour. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the seas, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth."
Good morning. Welcome to our worship time this morning as we gather in this place and celebrating today Earth Sunday, Environment Sunday, and Creation Sunday. The song of Sophia is an expression of a profound mystery, Sophia, wisdom, present with God at and in creation. Now embedded in creation and celebrating life in each of us as we dance the song of creation. The words of this song, Sophia, written by Norm Harbell, are based largely on Proverbs 8:22-31, which belongs to the wisdom literature in the Bible in the section called wisdom literature. We listen to it today in poetic form, as meditation and as prayer.
Before stardust was spun into planets and stars, I was there. And before Earth was born in the grey primal dawn, I was there. I am Sophia. I'm that wisdom we see in each natural law. I was there. I'm the mystery found in each light wave and sound. I was there. I am Sophia. When the world was created, we joined hands, celebrated. I was there. Like a child when delighted, creation became excited. I was there. I am Sophia. When the sages divine read the landscape of time, I was there. Saw the stars that were made when God's female form played. I was there. I am Sophia. In each hidden design of creation you find, I am there. I'm the song, I'm the soul of all life that evolves. I am there. I am Sophia.
The symbols around our worship, Bible, candle, and water, fit nicely today into our theme of Creation Environment Sunday. Let us remember as we open the Bible that the Bible speaks to us of God's Word. Present in creation, with the very breath of God comes the Logos, the Word that creates, and the breath that brings all things into being. Let us also remember when we light the candle today, reminding us of the presence of Christ, light of the world, fire to lead, to invite, to refine, to welcome, and to lead, and the passion of love and justice. As we pour the waters, reminding us of our baptism, in which all things are reconciled, made new and sustained, and revived and satisfied. Psalm 46, verse 4 says, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High."
This morning, we will use a eucalyptus leaf as a fragrant symbol to assist us to stir our memories of creation. And I invite you to squeeze your leaf into pieces and rub your fingers on it. Our confession. As I hold this fragrant symbol aloft, we remember and confess that we have become alienated from earth and viewed this planet as disposable, a source of endless resources, a mere stopping place en route to heaven. We are sorry. We have polluted Earth's waters and toxins. We have turned our greed into global warming. We have helped cause Arctic regions to melt. We have loved progress more than we love the planet. We are sorry. We will now listen to the song "Hear the Earth Mourning," which is actually to the tune of "Morning Has Broken." It was written by Norm Harbel, who writes, "In this song, we are summoned to hear the cries of the earth. Everything from the forest to the blood of innocent children crying from the earth." There is a subtle interplay with the original words and traditional melody of "Morning Has Broken." The close bond between the suffering of the land and the indigenous people of the land is reflected in this song.
Morning, when all creation broke forth in songs. Hear the trees falling deep in the forest. Hear the trees calling, tortured by chain. Where are the songbirds, thousands of voices rising in one symphonic refrain? Hear the blood crying, crying for justice. Hear the blood crying deep in the ground. Massacres, murders, species forgotten. Where is the healing? Where is it found? Hear the land wailing deep in the darkness. Hear the land wailing, crying in pain. Where are my children, torn from their homelands? Children, my children, come home again. Hear that man crying, crucified, dying. Hear that man crying, gasping for breath. I'll share your suffering, I'll stop your bleeding. I'll bring you healing, even in death.
Christ hears our confession and forgives our sins against earth. I invite you to celebrate Earth as your home and to revere this planet as God's sanctuary.
Shalom, shalom, Earth is our home, Christ knows
us. As we come home to Earth,
Christ knows us.
As we seek to love our home,
Christ knows us.
As we seek to care for our kin, we will now watch the first of two videos, which are part of a five-video series called Lessons from COVID-19 for the Climate Emergency. The video series was developed by the Environmental Action Group and produced in cooperation with the United Churches Fellowship and Mission Services, with support from the South Australian Synod. The team was led by the Reverend Brian Polkinghorn, whose work in Africa 40 years ago has led to the planting of some 1 million trees on that continent. I was privileged to be invited to be a member of the writing team, along with the Reverend Lynn Lean, Reverend Dr. Paul Goh, and singer-songwriter Lee Newton. And John Seacombe and John Drew filmed the videos and recorded the sound, and Thaddeus Brady edited the final product and adding visuals and other quotes. The majority of climate scientists, or by far the majority of climate scientists, are concerned that the world may be approaching irreversible tipping points, which present an urgent challenge to all societies. So how are we to respond? While some leaders genuinely believe that the cost will be too great for our economy, others insist that for the sake of the earth, humanity, and all species, we must act immediately. The first video is entitled Learning from Science.
One of the key lessons learned from the COVID-19 crisis is the importance of listening to and acting on the advice of the scientific and medical experts. Our leaders formulated policies based on the science, and the media provided us with factual articles to help us understand the need. We were given clear roadmaps for the path ahead, and we were given continual reminders about what we could and could not do, all based on the science, with the welfare of community in mind. In Australia, we used telehealth and smartphone apps to improve safety. We used modern communication methods to stay in touch with family and friends. For churches and groups, schools and businesses to operate, and for care and services. During the COVID-19 crisis, we became very used to seeing the Prime Minister, Premiers, Health Ministers, all lined up beside the Chief Health Officers as they outlined the latest strategies to flatten the curve. And with a few hiccups, we have an enviable record. So why don't we do the same with climate change? Why don't we listen to the clear guidelines laid out before us by the scientists? If we don't listen and act, the prospects are potentially disastrous. The science of global warming has been developing for over 100 years. Svante Arrhenius, a Swedish chemist, in 1896, calculated that the carbon dioxide emissions from human industry may cause a global warming at some stage. By the early 1960s, Charles Keeling, an American geochemist, demonstrated that the levels of the heat-trapping gas carbon dioxide were steadily rising. And this led to 1963, with warnings of increasing levels of heat-trapping gases leading to global warming, primarily from deforestation and the burning of fossil fuels. In the following decades, climatologists, indigenous voices, agronomists, animal scientists, land care experts, experts in fauna and flora, and cultural experts all sounded their warning. In 2006, Nicola Stern, former World Bank chief economist, predicted that there would be a $9 trillion hit to the world economy if we didn't drastically reduce our carbon emissions. 2 years later, Ross Garnaut, one of Australia's preeminent economists, forecast increasing and more ferocious firestorms by 2020. When interviewed on the ABC in January 2020, our Black Summer, Ross Garnaut said, "If we don't pay attention to the science when we're building a bridge, the bridge collapses." As prominent scientist Gus Speth has said, "I used to think that the top environmental problems were biodiversity loss, ecosystem collapse, and climate change. I thought that with 30 years of good science, we would deal with that. I was wrong. The top environmental problems are selfishness, greed, and apathy. And to deal with those, we need a spiritual and cultural transformation. And we scientists don't know how to do that." If we really listen to the scientists in their field of specialty, there is hope. Even more, if we start to act in ways that initiate the cultural and spiritual transformation that is needed, there's even more hope. But it's over to us to act now.
And so we listen to the song, "Be Still and Feel the Presence."
Be still and feel the presence of God, the presence pulsing through earth. Be still and feel the pulse of God. Be still and hear the Spirit moving, the Spirit breathing through earth. Be still and hear the breath of God. Be still.
Our prayer is from the beloved St. Francis of Assisi, the Canticle of Creation. All praise be yours, my Lord, through all you have made. And first, my brother sun, who brings the day. How beautiful is he, how radiant in all his splendour. Of you, Most High, he bears the likeness. All praise be yours, my Lord, through sister moon and stars. In the heavens you have made them, bright and precious and fair. All praise be yours, my Lord, through brothers wind and air. All praise be yours, my Lord, through sister water, so useful, so lowly and precious and pure. All praise be yours, my Lord, through brother fire, through whom you brighten up the night. All praise be yours, my Lord, through sister earth, our mother, who feeds us and produces various fruits and coloured flowers and herbs. Praise and bless my Lord, and give my Lord thanks, and serve my Lord with great humility.
Creation proclaims God's presence.
St. Paul declares that people have no real excuse for thinking God is not real or really present. Take a look at creation. It reveals God's eternal power and divine nature. We read from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. For the anger of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of those who, by their wickedness, suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has chosen it to them. Ever since the creation of the world, God's eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and seen through the things that are made. So they are without excuse. For though they knew God, they did not honour God as God or give thanks to God, but they became futile in their thinking, and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling a mortal human being, or birds, or four-footed animals, or reptiles. The Word became flesh of earth. The Word that is before all things and is God is the source of all creation. And that Word became flesh and blood, the very stuff of creation. The Word of life becomes part of the living planet called Earth. Our Gospel reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the will, gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
The second of our videos today presents a view of compassion and innovation. And COVID-19 has certainly demonstrated we can respond with compassion and innovation in these times. These will be especially needed in the climate crisis, particularly for the poor and minority groups. Christians are challenged to view a new heaven and new earth through the eyes of Jesus, the Word made flesh, who saw that we are participants in bringing those things of innovation and compassion about. This new global crisis is rooted in human greed, and it will take an urgent, profound change in our behaviour to turn this around. Compassion and innovation.
The COVID-19 pandemic has taught us that we can make a difference. With compassion and unique innovations, we have the potential to make important contributions during both the COVID-19 and climate crisis. There is hope. We notice remarkable compassion towards each other in the early stages of the COVID-19 lockdown. Many governments acted in novel and powerful ways and made seemingly impossible decisions overnight. Many businesses have learned to commute by mouse rather than car or plane. Individuals have opened their hearts and homes and have prepared meals for exhausted frontline workers and soup kitchens for the poor. These styles of urgent compassion and innovation have been making a huge difference in the recovery and hope. Likewise, new expressions of compassion and innovation are desperately needed to face the constantly growing challenges of climate change. We are already seeing the movement of diseases and civil uprisings, wars and tsunamis of refugees being triggered by drought and rising waters. Unprecedented fires are already causing huge human flora and fauna disasters. Dramatic increases of deaths from air pollution are being recorded. Indigenous communities around the world are losing their age-old hunting and fishing grounds by increased heat, changing the ecosystems. Jesus' understanding of the new heaven and the new earth includes that it is not just a future phenomenon after our death. We are participants in bringing them about in this time and in this place. They are rooted in God's great compassion for the earth, for each other, and for all our grandchildren. This is a time wherein our enlivened hope can make a difference. Pope Francis, in a letter to the church, said, "For human beings to destroy the biological diversity of God's creation, for human beings to degrade the integrity of the earth, by causing changes in climate, by stripping the earth of natural forests or destroying its wetlands, for human beings to contaminate the earth's waters, its land, its air, and its life, these are sins. Indeed, this is the new reality. Sadly, it is the poor and minority groups who are most affected by climate change. We can't let the marginalised people bear the brunt of this crisis, which has been primarily created by the wealthiest countries in the world. We Christians are clearly called to compassion, but compassion without action is barely compassion at all. We will need extraordinary compassion and innovation in the days ahead, for we know that we cannot continue with life as normal. Of course, there is hope if we remember that hope is a verb as well as a noun. This is a strange crisis to have. It's a crisis rooted in human and systemic sickness. It stems from structures that are based on the system of profit-making for ever-expanding consumption. Inequalities and exploitation, ecological indifference and political self-interest. We are the problem. It's not one thing, but many things that we are doing. However, we can make a difference. COVID-19 has taught us with knowledge, compassion, and innovation, we can make the change. Climatologists tell us that this is the vital decade to bring it about. If we choose to act, we have a chance of changing climate change. The alternative is unthinkable.
our notices at the moment, and I remind you about the newsletter, and there are several important notices in that, and the one about the South Australian Afghan cultural event. A sincere thanks to Morialta folk who assisted with this event, because numbers exceeded expectations and the event was a huge success. And for those who are wondering, hopefully by lunchtime today, all of the packed material will have disappeared. Bruce has a message that was not in the newsletter, and there will be a meeting about Tuesday's playgroup, and you are invited to participate in this meeting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. If you would like to come, please let Bruce know, and if you aren't able to attend but would like to have input, then please talk to Bruce after the service. Our offering prayer. God, the mystery presence that fills our lives and has given us these gifts to share, accept our offerings as an expression of our deep thanks and our concern for those in need, including our fellow creatures on planet Earth. We, all creation, give thanks for our life-sustaining Earth. Amen. Now I'll hand over to Bruce for a very important.
Thank you, Colin. When last we gathered, Reverend Doug Hosking wasn't able to be with us. He had other things that he was doing in his life and his ministry. But today he is with us, and so we are able to acknowledge his commitment to this place. That's not going to stop entirely, but will change a little. Doug has decided that it's time for him to step away from conducting and leading worship services on Sundays. He does, of course, have other gifts and graces that he makes available to us and our community. But as is our practice, we like to acknowledge those who have helped in the ministry and the mission of Morialta in all sorts of ways. So, Doug, I'm wondering if you would come down, please, so that we might acknowledge this season of your ministry stopping, but others continuing. Doug, you have been a faithful servant and continue to be so. We at Morialta have benefited from your gifts and graces, your intellect and your theology and your approach to ministry. And we hope that we will continue to see and benefit from many of the gifts that you still continue to offer. But accept this as a acknowledgement of one season finishing and a new season beginning. Thank you, Doug.
Would I like to say something? Not really. Thank you, Bruce, and everyone. When I was advised that this acknowledgement was coming, I think it's probably 66 years ago that I preached my first sermon at the Little Henley Beach Methodist Church, as it was in those days. Some of you have already heard that when we moved from Westbourne Park to Henley Beach, we went from a Sunday school of somewhere around 500 to Little Henley Beach. When my brother and I toddled along to our first Sunday school service, we doubled the size of the senior Sunday school. Henley Beach and Fulham and West Beach, of course, after that just went Zoom. But thank you. It's been a privilege to be and continue to be a part of this congregation. And
I'm here.
Thank you, Bruce, and everyone for this gift. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer, but Today we're going to have an environmental responsive Lord's Prayer, so I invite you to join with me. Our Father who art in heaven,
you are also in the air, soil, forests and oceans.
Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come.
All that you see is good.
Your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Your will to till and air.
Give us this day our daily bread.
That all may have sufficient to live life in fullness.
Forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. And deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. So be it.
Our prayers for the people. Let us pray. We give thanks for a wondrous planet home, as we celebrate with all our kin. We pray especially for all those in need, and we name them now in the silence. May we have the strength and the vision to care for our world and its people, that we may be faithful stewards of all creation, working with the Spirit. We give thanks for this amazingly beautiful and complex world, the wonderful mix of peoples who inhabit every corner, the numerous species of plants and animals and other living things, and the matter that sustains life. May we care for our world and care for each other. May we have the wisdom to understand how we must stabilise the climate to prevent people and creatures being disadvantaged. May we be willing to share and to only take what we need, not act out of greed. We give thanks because today thousands of people around the world are praying these prayers. By following the teaching and examples of Jesus the man, may we learn to empathize with the earth. May our spirits be sensitive to the cries of creation, cries for justice from the land, the seas, and the skies. May our faith be sensitive to the groans of the Spirit in creation, groans of longing for a new creation. May our hearts be sensitive to the songs of our kin, songs of celebration from sea, the forest, and the air. Teach us to care. Amen. Now, final song this morning is another Norm Harbell song. You can see we're quite fans, obviously, of Norm Harbell. And it's called Mother Earth, to the tune of Praise My Soul.
Mother Earth, the mother birthing every creature from the ground. Jesus who was flesh and breathing, kin to all that's green and brown. Celebrate with all creation, God has joined the web alive. Sister Era, sister lifting, every creature born with wing. Jesus shared the breath of forest, breath that makes our spirits sing. Celebrate with all creation, God has joined the web of life. Brother water, brother pulsing, deep through every vein and sea, Jesus drank the very raindrops for our wine and dinner tea. Celebrate with all creation, God has joined the web of life. Father, 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 burning with the sacred urge to live, Jesus' death completes the cycle, living memories of the dead. Celebrate with joined our web of life.
And as we leave this morning, I remind us to remain vigilant of our COVID distancing as we leave. Don't fall over the chair and tables here on the way out, but you may exit through the eastern door. And as you leave by the front doors, wait for the cameras to be out of the way. Please join us for a cup of tea, coffee, and a chat in the hall if you're able. So our sending out this morning, and there are responses. Christ calls us to be his disciples, to serve him with love and compassion, to serve earth by caring for creation. Hold again the fragrant symbol in your hands of your leaf if you have it nearby. Take a smell and go forth to serve. We will remember our planet home. We will groan with all creation. We will celebrate with earth. Will you care for creation?
We will care for creation. We will nurture our planet. We will celebrate life.
And so may the Spirit of God, who is above all, in all, and through all, fill you with the knowledge of God's presence in earth, and the pulsing of Christ within you. Go in peace, serving Christ and loving earth.
We go in peace, serving Christ and loving earth.
Amen. Peace be with you.